Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Is this an earmuffs kids moment? Are the kids still in the car? Did you already drop the kids off at school? We've got to do a very important news update here. Don't worry. We will get to the debate highlights. We will have more debate coverage for you. I'll try to save most of the Senate race debate coverage for the 9 o'clock hour, but I'm sure some of you will want to call in right now, and that's all right, too, because we've got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. But we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us. He's a retired federal law enforcement officer. He's got over 100,000 followers on Twitter. Warning, some sensitive content will be talked about here. But you guys kind of know that because it's the most unwoke hour of the week whenever John Jackson's in the house. All right, John, I feel like I need to get Well, John, you know, pretend to be the news anchor on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart from back in the day. Well, John, you've got a news update for us here. You've got over 100,000 followers on X, and yet you got locked out of X for sharing a news story. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Saturday night, I looked down at my phone, and your account has been locked. And once you read down through all the legalese, it turns out our boy John Tester there didn't care for the Washington Free Beacon story about him hanging out with the pole dancers there in D.C. Didn't appreciate it, and made a few phone calls to try to tell them that, hey, they're using your picture in that story, guys. You know that's copyrighted. You better make a complaint about that. So they make a complaint on a copyright issue and get Twitter and I'm sure Facebook and everybody else to pull that story completely off of social media.
Yeah, so I think it was last Wednesday. So I did a story on our Montana Talks website, but I used generic footage, generic photos, I think from Canva. Not anybody in particular. I didn't use their personal photos, but John Tester had a private meeting with a pole dancer in Washington, D.C. This was in the Washington Free Beacon. Now, he claims that they were simply talking about abortion, but he... John, you were skeptical of that official storyline.
A little skeptical.
You didn't think that he had a private meeting with a pole dancer just to talk about, you know, the news of the day.
Well, you would think, okay, now call me crazy here, Aaron. If you think you've got to reach out to some women out here to talk to them about abortion, wouldn't you think you'd find some single mom somewhere in Montana here? You wouldn't think you'd be reaching out to strippers in the D.C. area about that. Now, would you?
Well, apparently John Tester decided to play some Usher music during the meeting.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole.
Okay, we better hold it right there. Thanks, Usher, for that musical interlude this morning. But we got to take a quick break, so here we go.
You know, he was sitting there giving them the wink. Hey, babe, you want to come up to the bistro cacao and get a vodka cranberry with me?
I got an unlimited tab. Come on over. All right. I told you it's the most unwoke hour of the week.
Securing America.
The Pentagon is sending several thousand more troops to the Middle East as American military personnel in the region remain on heightened alert. Multiple fighter jet squadrons are being deployed, and Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the move will allow the military to elevate its preparedness for multiple contingencies.
These forces cover a wide range of capabilities,
which will be used first and foremost to protect our own.
That is the top priority, and, you know, come to the defense of Israel should we need to.
As the Israeli conflicts against Hezbollah and Hamas continue and expand, Singh says the U.S. is both monitoring and taking seriously potential action by Iran or the proxy groups the country supports.
We can't rule out that they won't respond. We can't rule out that Hezbollah or Iran's proxy groups in Iraq and Syria won't respond. So that's why we are taking the measures that we are doing.
Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There has been a heavy media focus on Pennsylvania, and for good reason. If Kamala Harris loses that state, Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. Now, in my view, she should have picked the popular governor, Josh Shapiro. Nothing against Tim Walz, but Shapiro would have brought in, as the home state guy, enough votes perhaps to tip the election in her favor. Look at these numbers. Real Clear Politics average. Trump leading Harris by 48.1% to 47.9%. A statistical tie. You look at Pennsylvania, 538. Harris averaging 47.9% to Trump's 47.1%. Another tie. This is why the state is so important, and she let the anti-Israel types really dictate her choice. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, my goodness, John, you and I just lost it. We both just lost it during the break. So just back to this story for just a second here. So, yeah, less than a week ago, because it was after you joined us last Tuesday on the show, you shared this story on X from the Washington Free Beacon about how John Tester had a private meeting with a pole dancer in Washington, D.C. So this story ended up getting a lot of attention because, you know, frankly, how many other Montanans out there don't get squat for a response out of John Tester? John Tester refuses to meet with them. He refuses to come on shows like this and take phone calls from Montanans. But, wow, you're a pole dancer? Ding, 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 ding. Doors open. Yeah, come on in. Sit down. Would you like a glass of water, bistro cacao, vodka cranberry, anything else we can get for you? You know, the doors fling open. But Tim and Savage just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Was the pole dancer's name Big Sandy?
Big Sandy.
I forget the name of the pole dancer, and frankly, she's a private citizen, so I don't want to pick on her or anybody else who was there for the meeting with Big John. But was the pole dancer's name Big Sandy?
Well, I know this will surprise you. I know this will shock you to your core. But the girl's name was Tiffany.
Tiffany. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all which right. is a rare name for strippers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, for Pete's sake. I don't know where else to go after that story, so let's go to the phone lines. She's in eastern Montana. She goes by the name Tester, will not be reelected on X. Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Good morning, Aaron and John. It's been quite the week in news. Holy moly. Congrats to Tim Sheehy, by the way. So we have this week Kamala showing up at the southern border with a $62,000 Tiffany necklace delicately placed around her neck after 4 years of an all-out invasion at our border. We have the same day finding out 60,000 criminals were allowed into our country, 13,000 convicted murders, 16,000 sex offenders. Or we have John Tester saying a decorated veteran, Tim Sheehy, is useless on social media. or CI-128 trying to infiltrate our Montana Constitution, or John Tester meeting with, like you said, a pole dancer, then use lawfare to suppress the story. Joe and Kamala AWOL on vacation while Hurricane Helene ravages Florida and North Carolina with zero federal help, or all the veterans being ignored by the VA, or our Montana Supreme Court completely radicalized, couldn't decide which story was more unbelievable this week. But all I can say is vote. Vote no on all the initiatives. Vote for the sons of Montana. Vote Republican down the ticket, because me personally, I'm tired of all this Adam Schiff. And one more thing before I bid you gentlemen adieu, I want to deliver a message to Two-Faced Tester. John, when you look in the mirror on November 6th, the vision of a truly worthless man will be staring right back at you. God bless, gentlemen. God bless our veterans. And God bless America.
Wow. What a roll-up of this weekend news. Our Mondakistan Bureau is filling up. I mean, we've got a full office of Mondakistan correspondents out there. Well, John, as she was talking, she needs like a marching band when she goes down. She could have a marching band behind her. That was powerful.
Well, you get those rare callers that call in who are not only pithy and quick, get to the point, but make those perfect points. And you hear she does that every time she calls in.
Well, I want to do a lot more of the debate coverage from the Sheehy Tester debate last night. Montana PBS hosted the second and probably final debate in the U.S. Senate race. You want to get more reactions in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, because that's when our friends in, you know, Glendive and Lewistown and Malta and Plentywood, Wolf Point, et cetera, also jump in on the conversation. But we got this great extra hour of the show. What do you want to talk about before I jump into a whole bunch of other topics here, John?
Well, the numbers that we've got to be talking about all the way to the election are the numbers released by ICE just a few days ago. Of the 7 million illegals that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris let into this country, that ICE has actually had contact with, met them, and then released them officially into the country, meaning the number is, you know, actually 20 million. But of those 7 million, 600,000 of them are convicted criminals. 13,000 of them are convicted murderers. 16,000 convicted of sexual assault. 1,800 with pending murder charges. We have been talking about this for years, and here is the proof. They have allowed our country to be invaded by the scum and the criminals of the third world.
Yeah, that's right. We even had a legal immigrant, a caller in Billings last week called into the show, and man, he was fired up. And the cell phone signal wasn't that great, so that the audio wasn't the best audio, but you could tell this guy was fired up. And basically, he came to this country legally. I asked him where from. He just said Asia. He said, I immigrated to this country from Asia. And basically, he went on this rant just as we were heading into our 9:35 break. And he says, look, we, the legal immigrants, came here legally. We came here to build this country. We came here because we love this country. These people are coming here to destroy this country. And look, Tren de Aragua, the violent Venezuelan gang, and so much more. Of course, that's what's happening.
And the reports already out of Asheville, North Carolina, up there with the flooding. Who have they already picked up that are looting the place now? Illegals.
Really?
Yep.
They've got illegal aliens looting the storm victims.
Yep.
But don't worry, Joe Biden got to enjoy a nice beach vacation for the entire week. And Kamala is out raising money on the left coast.
Democracy 24.
It's debate night for the vice presidential candidates. They will face off at CBS Studios in New York. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz has mocked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance on the campaign trail for his comments about migrants and childless cat ladies and for going to an Ivy League college. He said at a rally in early September,
"You go off to Yale, you get a philosophy major, you write a best-selling book, trash the very people you grew up with. Just don't come back to Erie and tell us how to run our lives. Don't do that. Don't do that."
Last month in Philadelphia, Vance said 25% of everything that comes out of Walz's mouth about his military service is a lie.
The closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat, even though he says he carried a weapon in war, the closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat is when he let rioters burn Minneapolis to the ground a few years ago, right?
In the Real Clear Politics average, Walz's favorable rating is ahead of his unfavorable by a point, but Vance's unfavorable number is 10 points higher than his favorable rating. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking.
That was Vice President Harris at the debate. Some are skeptical of Harris's changed position on fracking since she strongly opposed it when she ran for president 4 years ago. But Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro telling Fox that he thinks her willingness to change is a strength.
When you're willing to listen, you're willing to incorporate people's views into your own positions, your own thinking, I think it shows that she has heard the good people of Pennsylvania.
The good people of Pennsylvania may or may not buy the switch, but the Trump campaign certainly isn't. Telling Fox Business in a statement that says no one has done more damage to the oil and gas industry than Harris. At the Liberty Power Plant in southwestern Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Fly, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, John, that story, those numbers you talked about coming out of ICE, it's like, wow. And by the way, isn't it interesting, Kamala Harris, when she was the senator from California, she compared our incredible men and women that serve in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, she compared them to the KKK. Just despicable, completely despicable. And isn't it interesting that somebody within Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they just happened to issue a response to a member of Congress giving them all of this data from ICE on the eve of her phony little trip to the southern border.
Once again, and I can tell you this as being with the government for 30 years, this number, these numbers, like the entire number of 7 million and then the 600,000 criminals, way off, way underestimated. Like there's already
this is just
credible.
What we know about. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just what's on the books. The credible estimate is 20 million, right? That's the credible estimate that have actually streamed across the border since he opened the flood gates, which means you're talking and see, the criminal records are from other people's countries. So that means if they're saying 600,000 times five, you're talking 3 million convicted criminals probably he's let in here.
Well, and the one thing I wanted to say here about this story, Kamala Harris and the Democrats, they're pushing back. They're pushing back on these numbers. They're saying, well, that wasn't just in the last 3.5 years that all these criminal, convict, murderer, rapist, illegals were allowed into this country. Okay, so yes, but which political party and who has supported sanctuary cities, who has supported open borders for more than just the last 3.5 years? It's you, it's your party, it's John Tester. So, yeah. All of those criminal convicts didn't just come in the last 3.5 years, although the last 3.5 years have been on steroids. But John Tester has been back there almost 2 decades in Washington, D.C., allowing this criminal invasion to occur. And it was only Donald J. Trump. Some Democrats used to stand up against illegal immigration, but which party has consistently been the advocates for open borders? Your party, John Tester. John Tester even opposed Kate's law back, what was that, in 2012?
Yeah, I just about lost my television last night, Aaron, because I just about took my shoe and threw it right through the screen, listening to that pompous, condescending jackass talk about how that fake border bill was the thing that was going to stop all this. He knows he is a GD liar.
This is John Tester you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He is just a horrible, despicable liar. That bill, I read it, Aaron. That was going to codify, legalize, and fund everything that's going on. It allowed almost 2 million a year to come across, and the only people it restricted coming across were people from Mexico and Canada. There was no restrictions at all on anybody from any other country. The whole thing was a lie.
And it would have funded the NGOs that are trafficking the illegals into this country to begin with.
Yeah.
And it would have put more agents on the border. Not to stop illegals from invading, but to simply process them into this country. That whole border bill was a sham, and John Tester knows it, and you're exactly right when you said last night, did you listen to that sociopath lying about the sham border bill? That was the tweet from John.
Oh, and I never really listened to John Tester speak for any length of time because I just can't stand it. Last night was one of the few times where you hear him speak. I never really realized what a pompous, condescending jackass he is. Sitting there looking over his spectacles and just with this tone, like, why do I even have to be here? I shouldn't even have to be here. I'm the senator already.
Yeah, very arrogant, that's for sure. Hey, we got a great caller on the phone lines. David Dickey is a candidate for Gallatin County Commissioner, calling in from Bozeman right now. David, great to hear from you.
Hey, Aaron, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just chiming in on that debate last night. You know, I was so proud of Tim for keeping his composure, for not looking like a politician like Tester is, but for looking like a true leader, you know, like Tim Sheehy is. There's things that I think he probably could have really drilled down on, but, you know, in the heat of the moment, he really stayed on his toes, kept his balance, and just, I think, hit the nail on the head. I think he did a great job.
No, that's a great point. I think you hit on something very important there. I think, you know, Tim Sheehy could have just kept hammering John Tester. He could have been figuratively beating John Tester over the head on a million different topics last night. Usually the challenger, which is who Tim Sheehy is here, he is the challenger. Usually the challenger is the attack dog, has to go on the attack every single time because you're trying to take down an incumbent. But instead, that's who John Tester was trying to be last night. John Tester was so desperate. He is so desperate because he's losing in almost every single – well, he is losing in every single poll. And so, yeah, he was swinging like crazy. He was swinging at every pitch that got thrown his direction because he's desperate. And whereas Tim, he actually is in the lead. He's more dignified. He is just more of – you know, just more of a class act, frankly, and I think that showed last night. Good point.
Yeah, well, when you've been through the things that Tim Sheehy's been through in life, and when you've accomplished the things that Sheehy's accomplished in life, you're not going to get rattled very easily by a snake in the grass like Tester. And notwithstanding the fact that the, quote, fact-checkers are students from U of M, you know, I think if they're honest, they'll come back and say, well, you know, Tester said more things that were factually incorrect than did any at all.
Yeah, I didn't even see any of the I tried to even go to the Montana PBS website. They said they were going to post the so-called fact checks from the students. I didn't see it on the website, but anyway, I wasn't expecting much anyway. David Dickey, candidate for Gallatin County Commissioner, great to hear from you. John, I left myself a note. One thing I wanted to say, you know, and I think this 8 o'clock hour is a great time to say it about the Sheehy Tester debate last night is you look at all the phony liberal reporters and the phony write-ups that they have this morning. Rush Limbaugh, and I think this is an appropriate time to remind people, remember how Rush would say, I am the equal time.
Yep.
Because the rest of the media is all biased. We saw this, the Clinton News Network in the 90s, and they were always biased against the Republicans. We see that on full effect here in Montana. And so, you know what? We are the equal time. We are going to push back and fight back against this phony BS narrative of the rest of the entirety of the media here. I say that in not just we as this show, but radio in general is going to be a more fair platform than these fake news TV stations, especially right now.
Yeah, and you
and
talked
a fake about, AP. The AP's a joke. Yeah,
you talked about that last week. Is that the New York Times is even acknowledging that talk radio is the top dog out here? That's what I found amazing about that.
Next up, let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, great to hear from you.
Well, I was watching the debate, and every time he lied, he got that kind of little smirky smile that, oh, I'm so cute. I just did a good thing. You know, I made a good lie.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to watch people's expressions. And, boy, he's fake that way. If you watch him close and watch his eyes and his mouth, you can just see, oh, I'm so sweet. I did such a great guy. Even if it's the biggest lie you ever heard.
You could tell. It's just, this is all a game to John Tester. This is all a game. He's been very good at playing the game now for 30 years. But people are onto his game, I think. John, your thoughts. And Francis, great to hear from you.
Watching it last night, I can't help just the way my personality is. I automatically jump into it as if I'm him or as if I'm his team. And I'm thinking to myself watching that whole time, okay, hey, all right, I'm whispering to myself, okay, I'm ahead. I'm 8 points ahead. Okay. My goal here tonight is not to make news, make no news. I don't want anybody to really talk about this debate tomorrow. Okay. So you got to control yourself. Whereas you want to reach across there and grab it by his fat neck and throttle him. Okay. You just have to be cool, calm, and collected and just state the facts and be professional and dignified.
This is John describing sitting across the studio from me from time to time. And I was like Homer Simpson with Bart. Oh, man. No, we have a great time. In fact, we got to go back to the SHOT Show again and have some more sidekick coverage if that's an option coming up in January. Well, actually, it is an option coming up in January. That'd be a ton of fun.
I think now we're the number one radio attraction out at SHOT Show. Those media guys at SHOT Show, they would miss us if we weren't there.
I think so. They need us. They need us to be
there.
They
do. I mean, for real.
That's right. By the way, Francis and Big Fork, so I'll be in Great Falls at the Heritage Inn tomorrow for the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting. So that's going to be a great show for you tomorrow. Then the timing works out great because Thursday I'll be in Whitefish at the Grouse Mountain Lodge for the Montana Equipment Dealers annual meeting. Normally, I would see you on Friday at Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls, but I got to drive back from Whitefish on Friday morning so I can make it to my son's football game Friday afternoon. But don't worry, because a week from Friday, I will see you at Northwest Parts and Equipment. The Friday, October 11th, the morning of the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner that I'll be emceeing in Kalispell. We're going to do a live show that morning from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls. So that'll be a great time. So, Francis, we will see you then, I'm assuming. If not that morning, we'll see you that night at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. John, 30 seconds before the break, then we'll get to more callers right after that.
We have to get into the just awful biblical catastrophe conditions there in the North Carolina mountains right now because of the hurricane. And relief is slow, if at all, and people are suffering out there, and the whole world needs to know.
That's where your mom lives.
Close to it, yeah.
Is she okay?
She's okay.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. But yeah, just I don't think we can really comprehend the amount of destruction along that eastern seaboard and inland as well. All right. President Trump showed up. He was boots on ground with resources in hand. Jesse Waters had a great segment last night if you missed it.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, I do want to talk about North Carolina. Let me get to a couple of messages on our Montana Talks app first, though. Tanner in Belgrade says, send in the SEALs, Tim and Ryan, referring to Tim Sheehy and Ryan Zinke in the Senate and the House race for the Western Congressional District, respectively. He says, you know, old flip-flop flat top should get out and be praised like Brandon did. I mean, after all, Brandon got out for the betterment of the country, so maybe John Tester should get out for the betterment of the country. Lori in Billings said this, last night, both Tester and Sheehy managed to not answer some things, but Sheehy definitely came off better. Tester sounded slow and like he was quoting his commercials. This habit of accusing Sheehy of interfering in the Senate voting is ridiculous. Same accusations Harris and the Dems make against Trump. Like they, who are not in office, have more power than our elected officials. It just makes our elected officials like Tester and Harris look pathetic. They need to go. That was from Lori in Billings. Evan in Belt says this, John Tester, while getting grilled by Tim Sheehy on lobbyist cash, said something about being the most transparent senator. The only thing transparent about Tester is his tractor windows, of which he hasn't seen since his last photo op. John, why don't you just be transparent to us and tell us you are not the big farmer you tell us you are and that you hire somebody to do it for you? It's seeding time, John, and you aren't there doing it. In fact, the only seeds you have planted these past almost 20 years have done nothing but reaped destruction to our country. He is nothing but a blowhard farce. That's from Evan in Belt. John, what Lori in Billings had to say, you and I were kind of talking about that a little bit more during the break, that, yeah, Tim Sheehy is in the lead. He's leading in every poll. He has been for quite some time now. So that's why he was the bigger man last night, and Tester was desperately trying to take every shot he possibly could because John Tester is desperately trying to climb back to the top right now.
That discipline to do what Sheehy did last night was just to be cool, be calm, not, like I said, you know, figuratively wrap it, both his hands around Tester's fat neck and throttle him, but just to be cool and all that. That takes incredible discipline. Very proud of him for doing that. I'm always yapping at my cross-country team about that, was be disciplined. Don't go blast that first mile out in 4 minutes and now you're gassed for the other two.
All right, let's go to Lonnie in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. Lonnie, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. Hey, I watched the debate last night, and I was really impressed with Tim. But I want to be objective here, and I may be the only voice out there that, you know, may have a little bit of criticism on Tim. And it wasn't the context or anything like that. I would have just liked to seen him go after John a lot more than he did. That debate didn't change anything for me. I'm still going to vote for Tim. I think he's 10 times the man that John Tester is. But I would have liked to seen him go after John a little bit more on the issues. I mean, there were some just blatant lies that John was passing along there. And I heard your previous callers about being, you know, remaining calm and keeping their composure. But I think you can do that and still challenge the issues and call a lie for what it is, a lie. Or if you want to be, you know, polished about it, call it, something that's not true.
Well, in a good case in point.
And let me just say this, Aaron, one last thing on that, is that I'm pretty well informed about the issues and the topics going on in our state, but there are a lot of people out there that are not. And for that uninformed voter that's watching that, what they saw is a convincing liar. And I'm just calling it for what it is. John is a convincing liar, and maybe that's because he's had a lot of practice at it.
That's a good line.
On the fence post watching that, and they didn't see Tim Sheehy, you know, counter those arguments and counter those lies and go after him a little bit on some of these issues, that's where I'm concerned with.
Well, one opportunity where I would agree with you, I think he went after John Tester a lot last night, but one opportunity where I thought he could have gone after Tester even more and just outright hammered flip-flop flat top was there was what was on the line where, you know, where John Tester is saying, you need to apologize. And it's like, John, why don't you apologize for the border? And that was a great line, and that got picked up in some of the news publications. But I think he should have hammered him even harder, John. I think he could have gone right there. But why don't you apologize for opening the southern border? Why don't you apologize to every reservation in this state for the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting Native American women? Why don't you apologize for the fact that you have failed to provide federal law enforcement resources on our reservations? Why don't you – I mean – you could go down a whole list of reasons why John Tester needs to apologize to the entire state, especially our reservations.
Oh, trust me, Aaron, when I tell you, if that had been me standing up there, you probably would have had to shoot me from backstage right in the butt with a trank gun, because the top of my head would have blown off, and I would really, with everything, I would have wanted to go after him. That's why I so admire what Sheehy did by just being cool. Don't make the news, because the next morning, today, every media outlet in Montana would have had headlines saying, angry Sheehy loses cool in debate. That would have been the headline, not what he said.
All right, next up, let's go to Ken in Great Falls. Ken, what's going on?
The climate caused hurricane that went through North Carolina. Never seen water like that. That's what the scientists tell us. Quickly forming hurricanes are caused by the fact that the Gulf waters are 5 degrees warmer, 5 degrees warmer than they used to be.
Okay, so if global warming caused, you're not supposed to call it global warming anymore, but if that's what caused this hurricane, why were there fewer hurricanes for the entire season? I mean, it's like these climate alarmists, they just sit back and they wait, you know, they wait for some event somewhere in the world. Climate change! but why weren't there more hurricanes for this entire season? Why was the season relatively quiet? You know what I mean? Like, they can't explain that, but they just sit back and wait. And, okay, where's the – okay, the disaster today is in California. Climate change! And then, okay, wait, 2 months down the road, there's a disaster all the way on the other side of the continent. Climate change! Every time.
You know, hey, you got your electric vehicle yet, Ken? Have you got your 10th booster?
I thought he did. You said he got the electric vehicle.
Oh, I have not heard that.
Wait, Ken, are you still there?
Let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
It's a Chevy Blazer.
Hey!
And it's made by Union Men in America. That's what I was waiting for. And the day it came out, I bought one.
So we had a listener wants to get you a bumper sticker for it, powered by coal.
It's powered by the solar panels. It's powered by the solar panels on my house.
Yeah, but what if you travel? What if you got to go to Broadus for an event?
I'm working to shut down the coal so that we'll put in same, cheaper solar panels for our power here in Montana, too.
Okay, well, you can shut down coal, but solar is not cheaper and it's not reliable. But I'm glad you finally got an electric vehicle. That's good to hear. So
your daily reminder, all these people are effing insane. Ken would take you back, if he and his people were kings of the world, they would take you back to the 1800s where you can't even feed the world. It would be mass starvation and famine across the world. You'd be back to riding in covered wagons. I mean, these people are
already
insane.
Happening. Energy prices across the country are up 30% in the last 3.5 years. Grocery prices are going insane right now. Look at these port lockdowns that are underway right now. It's practically already happening, and they haven't even drafted our daughters for World War III yet, John.
My days of any kind of tolerance for any of these people are absolutely over. They are my declared enemy, and I will treat them as such.
Travis, our producer, wants Ken to tell us what caused the Galveston hurricane in the early 1900s. What caused that one back then? And these records really don't even go back much further than that. Mm-hmm. All right, Jesse Waters was playing the audio of Joe Biden getting hammered for continuing his beach vacation in the middle of these devastating storms.
How to get it in?
Donald Trump has accused both of you of ignoring the disaster.
He is lying. Let me get this straight. He's lying.
While Biden was at the beach during the deadliest hurricane of the year, Kamala Harris was hosting fundraisers in California. Days later, she posted a staged photo from Air Force Two. The paper she's writing on is blank. And her earphones aren't plugged in. At least Bush looked out of the window, flying over Katrina. Trump went to Georgia before Biden-Harris. Trump went to East Palestine before Biden-Harris. Trump went to the border before Biden-Harris. Trump spoke to Lake and Riley's family before Biden-Harris. And he spoke to the Afghanistan Gold Star families before Biden-Harris. They say 80% of life's just showing up. And Biden and Harris have their own jets. So what's their excuse?
John, the other question I have is, why does Joe Biden have a beach house? I thought it was supposed to be underwater because of climate change.
Yeah, it turns out Barack Obama's got a big beach estate too, huh?
I thought climate change.
Odd.
Thought,
so odd.
It's convenient.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Do you know that there are areas of North Carolina where they have no communications at all whatsoever? Now, Joe Biden spent the weekend on the freaking beach, not doing a thing. Donald Trump is in Valdosta, Georgia, working with Elon Musk to try to get communications for the people in North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, that we know don't have communications right now. We don't know what's happened to many of these states that have been ravaged. If she's going to hold a joint statement with Zelensky and give him $8 billion, where's the $8 billion for North Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee and Florida?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
What credit card is in your wallet, and do you know what causes they may support? I sat down recently with Rob Collins, CEO of the values-based Coin credit card. You spell Coin C-O-I-G-N. Now, Coin welcomes smart consumers with shared values, not a corporation supporting extreme left-wing agendas. And the Visa-backed Coin credit card is accepted everywhere they accept Visa. There's no annual fee. You're going to be proud to pull it out of your wallet or your purse. You can even use it from your mobile phone. It's that simple. Now, Coin gives back a percentage of every purchase on the Coin card to nonprofits that share and support your values. As a card member, you get to vote on which charity will get the money. And Coin has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Here's the bottom line. Get woke out of your wallet and earn cash back on every purchase. Go to Coin, COIGN.com. Apply today. That's Coin, COIGN.com. And select Hannity in the drop-down menu. Check out Coin.com today. Hey.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
How are you or your business adapting to changes in climate? Answering this question would seem to be key to understanding both the costs and the ambitions for national and global policies. Our assessments of the problem, as measured by the actual actions and costs we ourselves have taken to address it, is valuable information in what we collectively think. Of course, we do take actions in a variety of ways. We respond to hotter days by acquiring and using air conditioning. Changes in rainfall and storms cause farmers to change the timing and type of crops. Insurance companies have adapted their rates to different assessments of risk. But new research studies suggest that looking across the globe at the aggregate amount of adaptive behavior, little has been done. The researchers study things like building seawalls, purchasing flood insurance, and planting drought-resistant crops. All these things are being done, of course, but on net, for many of them, the adoption is essentially zero. I'm Patrick Barkey.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Come to donate. Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A couple more messages on the Montana Talks app here. Let's see. This one came in from Owen in Bozeman. Speaking, John, this is a great point here. Speaking of apologies, did Tester ever apologize for inciting violence against a political opponent, for threatening to punch Trump in the face? That's a really good point. Why has John Tester never apologized for, you know, calling on people to punch Trump in the face, especially after he's had two assassination attempts on his life right now. Great point there by Owen and Bozeman. Tim and Savage says this: it was 96 here on Sunday and 32 degrees this morning. Climate change. That's a message from Tim and Savage.
Welcome to Montana. You know, that's going into the fall. Welcome to Montana.
Yeah, welcome to Montana. Now get the heck out. All right. Let's go to the mighty Human Z on the phone lines.
Gentlemen, Great Lakes greetings. I'm so excited for the debate tonight because it is the first international vice presidential debate in the history of this country. You've got J.D. Vance. Then you've got Communist China's representative and the cat lady representative, Chairman Meow, Mr. Tim Walsh. This is going to be fabulous. And I got something for, you know, Ken calling in too. You know, the way he breaks wind on the air like that, just put him in front of a wind turbine, he'll power your entire state. Your entire state. That's all I have to say, gentlemen. Thank you. Have a good
Chairman
day.
Meow. I got a kick out of that one. Chairman Meow. Chairman
Meow. Meow.
Yeah. License registration, ma'am. Yeah, right, meow.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we are all of y'all out there that are going to watch the vice presidential debate. Get on Twitter tonight. We are going to have a live Spaces, which is a Twitter podcast, live Spaces commentary on that. And trust me when I tell you, we have several people on our team that have black belts in smartassery. So it'll be some fun stuff.
And no regulations there like we have on the airwaves here, so it'll be even more unwoke than the 8 o'clock hour of Tuesday's Montana Talks. Yeah, KJJR will be broadcast. Yeah, tonight's debate is the vice presidential candidate debate, so J.D. Vance versus Wacky Walls on full display tonight. KJJR will be playing it live over the radio, so if you want to listen in on their stream, KJJR.com, you can as well. Grandpa Lou next up. Grandpa Lou on line two. How do you do?
Hey, how do you do? Hey, and thank you both for all that you do. And I just want to say to our friend Ken in Great Falls, God bless his pea-picking little heart. Man, oh, man. And if I remember, Aaron, over a year ago, I thought we were talking on the air, and we offered to pay, I think I offered to pay for Kester's gas money, and Ken's or that Zoe Zephyr one from Missoula, if they could come down and debate you and the Joker for 1 hour, I would pay for all their gas. And I don't think we've ever heard back from them.
No, Ken would love to do it. He would love all the airtime. I did one on my old show. This was probably 10 years ago or so. We had Mitch. Mitch was a young man in Dillon, Montana, a young Republican in Dillon, Montana. He's still a young man, not as young as he was about a decade or so ago, but he wanted to debate Ken in Great Falls. So we actually did that for a full hour one time. We had Ken in Great Falls and Mitch from Dillon. And it was a fun conversation. And I've gotten to meet Ken a couple of times in person. Nice guy, even though we disagree on some of the big issues of the day. That's all right. We agreed on small-scale nuclear last week, though. That was fun. I said, Ken, what do you think about small-scale nuclear? We agreed on that point. We may talk nuclear energy tomorrow with the Montana Electric Cooperatives. I think they've got a big speaker as a part of their annual meeting. All right. We're out of time this hour of the show, but don't worry. The unwokeness continues. John Jackson will stick with us into the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Phone lines remain open for you as we take you statewide from Glendive to Plentywood all the way to Missoula. And we'll definitely talk more about the Senate race debate with highlights.
This is Fox on Justice. Texas Governor Greg Abbott emphasized just how dangerous the Tren de Aragua gang is, calling it the biggest threat right now and saying they're MS-13 on steroids. The governor says the gang is linked to more than 100 law enforcement investigations across the country. Back in the spring, there was a border riot in El Paso. A group of more than 100 illegal immigrants rushed the border fence. Abbott says about 100 people arrested have ties to the TDA. And this isn't just a Texas problem. The gang is also connected to cases in New York, Georgia, and recently in Aurora, Colorado. Security footage there went viral, showing armed men breaking into apartments. Law enforcement has said they believe some of the men have ties to Tren de Aragua. Governor Abbott says he is declaring the gang a foreign terrorist organization.
TDA is notorious for their brutal violence and murder, and their kidnapping, extortion, bribery, and trafficking of drugs, weapons, and even humans.
Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.